Glasgow, the rebel city that rejected Westminster in the Scottish referendum. Here Nick Clegg makes his keynote speech, once leader of a rebel party, now firmly part of the establishment. But he's still working for the people, he'll argue.
Hello. Good afternoon.
At the Scottish Association for Mental Illness in Glasgow yesterday, he was listening to stories that he'll refer to in his speech.
I had a terrible mental health issue a couple of years ago. Didn't know what I was doing with my life.
He believes people with mental health problems are treated like second-class patients, and he'll therefore introduce the first ever waiting time standards for the illness, along with a 5-year plan and a £120 million budget for improved services.
We have to have a quality of esteem in the NHS for mental health and physical health, but you're only going to do that if you have the same waiting time approach, the same waiting time guarantees offered to mental health patients as to physical health patients.
The Deputy Prime Minister will argue that mental health sufferers like John Carpendale are much more common than society realises, and John agrees that his condition isn't properly understood or prioritised.
If you've got a broken leg, you can't walk. If you've got a mental problem, you can't see it. So you're ignored. So it's actually getting the services to understand the issue initially.
And the Lib Dem pitch is that they see the problems other parties don't see, but many people in Glasgow see them as the party of broken promises.
Can I ask you what you think of Nick Clegg?
Nick Clegg?
Yeah.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, really.
No, I just think he's a bit of a plonker, same as David Cameron.
No, I would never vote for them. And I think they're just going to go into bed with any party that's there. I think they know that nobody's going to vote for them.
They don't care about Scotland. They just care that they're in with David Cameron and they just care about them.
Is there anything they can do to change your opinions?
No, it's too late.
One Liberal Democrat advisor told me that there's nothing Nick Clegg can say in his speech today that will change the way many people feel about his time in office. But what we will see is a leader determined not to make any more front-page manifesto promises that he can't keep.
Yesterday, the party rejected airport expansion in the southeast, and Mr. Clegg warned delegates against another tuition fee-style disaster by setting a policy that they might be forced to back down on. To rebrand the Liberal Democrats, the priority is to regain trust.